Now let us turn to the Word of God. In 2 Peter, chapter 2, on this very special day of remembrance of the Reformation, you are surely wondering what was the Reformation all about. Answer, the Reformation was all about the Word of God. The only thing we have that comes to us with power and free of charge and with a trust that all who receive are to believe, commit your life to it, and go forth and sow it as seed. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Here the Apostle Peter speaks to us. I urge that you will be fully attentive, for these are very important words, full of meaning and significance since the day he wrote it until today. What is he saying to us? Verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Pause and think. Peter was ever mindful, ever since the day Jesus the Lord recommissioned him, having thrice denied his Lord. Some might think he's over for him. No more use. Except Jesus does not think so. I say to all of us here who may have failed the Lord somehow, and you feel discouraged, take courage from this. When God calls, be attentive, and may He call someone today as we think back 2,000 years, 1,000 years. What has God got for you? To the recipients of this letter, Peter says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, of course referring to the Old Testament. At that time, the New Testament was not complete, just about written. Now, what Peter is saying is, what the Scriptures say have tremendous power. A more sure word, you cannot change that prophecy. Whatever was spoken in the Old Testament about the Savior will be fulfilled, had been fulfilled in part. Jesus came to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy, to lay down His life, to die on the cross for our sakes, to open the way to heaven for us. That is gospel. And Peter was ever so mindful that he be true to that gospel. So here he writes, that word of prophecy of a coming Savior is a more sure word. You cannot have anything more certain. So it is with all of Scripture. It is a more sure word that you can believe, trust, commit yourself, and fully embrace the Word of God. Whereunto, this verse continues, please follow, you do well that you take heed, because this word will come to be fulfilled as a light that shines in a dark place. What was the Reformation all about? Answer, 1,000 years of darkness had come to an end. God moves in His own time. God is never late. He said, why wait for 1,000 years until the light came? For 1,000 years, All of Europe, which was under the church, was under the church ruled by Satan. And that church continues as the driving force of a movement. If you have not heard of the movement until now, let me tell you this. It is called the ecumenical movement. And it is going to swamp and swallow up the whole earth into one movement. But God had His timing. 16th century was a great movement of reformation. That ecumenical movement must be broken. The power of it over the whole of Europe, over humankind, must be broken. It was broken. God raised men and women. That is reformation. We are particularly interested in the reformation in England, because the word of God was given in English, in one Bible. Here it is. I came this morning with two Bibles. One is what you have, the Authorized King James Bible. The great light that shone in the 16th century beginning to shine, but this Bible did not come to pass until the 17th century, 1611. One great Bible. Peter says, until the day dawn, until the light shines. What we need today is the light to continue to shine. And there is only one great light given to us that is still shining, and here it is. Now, I told you I brought a second Bible. Here it is. New International Version, NIV. And we will shortly learn what it is all about. Why should there be more than one Bible, more than one light? Which is the light? Do you know? Continue to read. Verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. What God has given in the Old Testament is not for private use, but it is God's word and plan and prediction for the future of all mankind, not open to anybody's manipulation. We must understand this. When God gives a word, it is final. No man has the power to change it, to manipulate, to edit, or to revise. It is a more sure word of prophecy, and it is not subject to private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time, this is verse 21, by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I have two OHPs today. Of our forgetfulness that I am saying all this to you today. What are we told not to forget here today? It has become a well-established habit. All who come to this church are always reminded to bring the King James Bible, KJB. This Word of God in the King James Bible did not come easy. When God gave it, it came with great suffering, even the sacrifice of freedom, of safety, of a future, and the sacrifice of life itself that brought us
the King James Bible, which you carry, that we read, and we shall continue to read, God willing, until the Lord returns. So, my burden today, dear friends, beloved, is that we do not forget, because the forces around us are strong. You know that when we started this church, the Bible Presbyterian BP Church in 1950, 58 years ago, almost every church in Singapore used King James Bible. I'm talking of the Protestant church. Today, if you go around, it is equally true that almost no Protestant church today continues to use the King James Bible. Amazing! What has happened? Why do people give up a Bible that was purchased at the price of blood? Let me tell you this, dear friends. The Bible you are carrying is not an ordinary book. God's Word given to us at the price of blood. When the translators of the King James Bible came together, they collected all the Protestant Bibles, maybe eight or more of them. Now, I don't want to take you through all the eight, but just two. First one is Wycliffe Bible. Now, John Wycliffe was a forerunner of the Reformation proper. He preceded the Reformation by 200 years. So he is called the morning star of the Reformation being the great sunrise, the light which should appear in the 16th century. But John Wycliffe was in the 14th century. He translated the Bible from the Latin Vulgate. What burdened him was this: God put His Spirit on this one man, a professor of Cambridge, Oxford, great learned man, a man of God, and he was burdened with this: my people must read the Word of God in their own language, otherwise you are controlled by the priesthood. From the cradle to the grave, in everything that happens to you, whether to have the child baptized or buried, or to have any kind of service in the church, consult the priest. Whatever the priest says goes. How do you know whether it is true or not true? You just accept it. John Wycliffe says, the time has come. And I say to all of us here, the time came already. Now we need to know the truth of what God says and not what somebody says that God says. I say the same for all of us here, dear friends. Whatever we say to you can be counter-checked with the Bible, with the Gospel. John Wycliffe says, it is time, and I will give my life to translate the Word of God. He came into great problem with the established church. We cannot understand today how the whole of Europe was ruled from Rome. The Roman father of the church ruled over all the emperors, over all the secular dignitaries and heads of state, all of them under his control. Wycliffe says, no, we must know what God says to us. So he translated, and he was greatly persecuted. He was about to be apprehended, to be burned at the stake. God saved him. He died. So he was buried. But the church was not contented. 44 years later, they said, that man Wycliffe, we'll go for him. Dug up his bones. Burn the bones. Amazing. So I say, lest you forget. Every time you pick up King James Bible, remember, part of that Bible was what was left by John Wycliffe. Not the major, but at least there was a part of it. Now, OHB number 2, and the last. Lest we forget. Today, as I said, very few churches continue to use the King James Bible. What happened? In 1881, right, 120 odd years ago, two men, Westcott and Hort, when you go outside to see the exhibition, you're going to see their faces there. These are two agents of Rome. And they headed a committee of the Church of England. At that time, this was 1870. 19th century. 16th century Reformation was already about 16, 17, 18, 19. Almost 300 years had gone by. But the Counter-Reformation movement was already active. For no sooner had England broken away from Rome, Rome was already on the move to reclaim England. This is the state of affairs today. England is on the way back to Rome. But that movement began 300 years or more ago. Now, what happened with these two men called Westcott and Hort? They said the Bible must be revised. You know what is revision? Look over, see any faults in translation, improve it. They had a plan. King James Bible at that time was a national treasure. And only by act of parliament could anybody take hold of that Bible to touch it, to edit, to revise. They succeeded, Westcott and Hort, and the committee. In 11 years of work, they changed the whole Bible of the King James into revised version. This was the breaking of the dike of defense. Do you know the story of the dike in the Netherlands? The dike is a low sea wall to keep out the sea water. But if you let one hole open up that dike, it can be the beginning of the breakdown of the whole wall. One Bible revision done by Westcott and Hort began the breaking down of the wall of defense of the King James Bible. 1881, revised version. Modern English Bibles followed. In this last century, about 100 Bibles came on the scene. You say, what? Isn't one enough if it is a true Bible? Answer, the enemy of our soul knows better. Now we'll look into the Bible. Please continue to read 2 Peter chapter 2. The same prophet, the same apostle, Peter says, chapter 2 verse 1, there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. And the false teachers came in due time. I mentioned two names for you, but they are not the only two. Westcott and Hort are the outstanding, the leader of the apostate movement to revise the King James Bible. Continue to read. False teachers who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Today they crow with great delight because they have conquered the unbelieving Christendom. Almost all of Christendom
applaud these two evil men called Westcott and Hort. Did you know that? So many seminaries go by Westcott and Hort when they had injected all the poison into the texts of the Bible. Let me give you an instance of this. I said I brought in two Bibles. Here is the second. NIV. We went through that battle in the BP church in the 1970s onto the 80s. For nearly 20 years we fought this. Eventually, we could not take it anymore. We left the synod, and the synod broke. Over this Bible? So it is. Why? Listen. If you have this Bible, if you read our Bible, King James Bible, if you turn to, not now, John 6:47, King James says, "He that believeth on me," Jesus says, "He that believes on me has everlasting life." NIV says, "He that believes has everlasting life." You understand English? Here is the poison. This is the work of Westcott and Hort and his group. Of course, not in the direct translation of this, but in the corruption of the texts. Let me give you another. We all understand Jesus Christ to be from everlasting, for he was God, God made man, Emmanuel, God incarnate, God became flesh, from everlasting. Now, our King James Bible says in Micah 5:2, "The goings of him have been from everlasting." Whom? Jesus is from everlasting. Now, NIV, "His goings have been from ancient times." Do you understand English? Oh, dear friends, just a change in one word. King James says, "Everlasting Jesus." NIV says, "Ancient Jesus." Confucius is ancient, so equate him with Confucius, thereby destroying his deity. I've given you two. There are many more. Would you like one more? Just one more. Three is enough. Luke 2:33, referring to the father and mother of Jesus, King James Bible says, "Joseph and his mother." NIV says, "He's the child's father and mother." Is there a difference? King James says, "Joseph, not his father." So many more. And this is called Holy Bible. And in the write-up promotion for this Bible, it is so faithfully accurate, wow, that you have no better than this. So today, people believe it, and all turn to NIV. Recently, you all have gone through an exercise. In this very church, we had the Mandarin pastor write to me. He says, "If you continue to teach that the King James Bible has been verbally, plenarily preserved, intact, perfect, you better get out of this church and go and start your own." This is the attack we've been going through. Now read. 2 Peter 2:1. "There were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies." I say, lest you forget that there are such people in those days as in this day. People who creep in unawares into your church, pretend to be good and sound and Bible-believing. For 20, 30 years, Then they come in with their private agenda, denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Today, the Bible Presbyterian Church is in a great disarray. Ever since 1988, when we broke up, each BP church goes his own way. So, Calvary, Pandan, goes his own way. There are a great variety of Bible Presbyterian churches today. Some believe like we do, some don't. Some are already turned to NIV. Some are turned to New King James. They say, wow, New King James must be very good. You know, Satan is smarter than you and I. You know how to make a false $50 note? Do you know how to? When you get it, I hope you know it is false. There is a watermark and a certain other secret signs. But the counterfeit people, they do not know how to do those things. So if you know, you can catch them out. Here is counterfeit. New King James. Using the name of King James, they brought in 100,000 changes in the New King James. So for those of you who, like me, at one time I said, praise the Lord, that's what I'm looking for. Unlike the King James, but now if it is new, with modern English, how good, I must get one. Now I know what it is. Do you? To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Lest you forget that modern English versions came by deception. A $50 note that is false, that looks very false, you throw it away. But because it looks like the real thing, you accept it. So it looks like the real thing. New King James, wow, how good. And very soon you love it. And Satan laughs under your sleeves. You don't know. Dear friends, on this Reformation Day, we must remind ourselves, the deceiver is out to deceive. That is his one purpose and one ambition is to deceive the Church of God, and our BP Church was no exception. Are you deceived? Pray for your leaders. Pray for us who stand here from week to week. Pray for younger people that we hope will take over the baton from us. Pray for those of you who are sitting there in the pews that you will all commit yourselves to the truth of God. Read these chapters of 2 Peter again. The apostle who stood true to his trust. Jesus asked him, Peter, Simon, you love me? Three times. And three times he says yes. What did Jesus say to him? Feed my sheep. This is what we are doing today. This is what Peter did. Feed my sheep means you must look after their welfare in every area, every aspect, that the sheep be not starved, not physical food, but not starved of spiritual food, not fed with false versions of Bible. We got to be faithful to our trust. Lest we forget that new versions are the product of deception, of revisionism and corruption. The texts left by Westcott and Hort are said by Dean Bergen, the godly man of Oxford, who says, these are among the most corrupt and deceptive texts available. By whom? Westcott and Hort. Dear friends, lest we forget, our time is up. It will continue tonight. Come at 5 o'clock to make sure of a place. Also, there will be godly music, organ and piano. Come early. It's only once a year. Tonight we are going to be shown some of the enactments of Reformation days. what happened at the Reformation will be acted out for your benefit, so that we may get something of a taste of the atmosphere of Reformation. How men hazarded their life, willingly put the necks out, not afraid, because God was with them. Is God with you? Please come. I hope you have received and read the little booklet that was compiled called 100 Voices, Praise the Lord. 100 Voices of those who have been blessed by Sunset Gospel Bible Fellowship Ministry. Tonight, come and be blessed. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, bless your people here as we recall how thou didst raise men of valor, fearless, willing to lay down their lives even for the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In that day, in the 14th, 15th, 16th centuries and after, how thousands literally died in flames because of the truth of God. O Lord, may we, your people, remain true to our calling, that the day of Jesus Christ may find us faithful, and that we will not forget what thou hast done for us through thy servants. We pray this in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.